Hello everyone, Richard Tubb here with another episode of Tubb Talk, the podcast for IT consultants. Now, we've recently interviewed some amazing women in technology, and today's guest is the CEO of a company that is truly making waves in the managed service provider space. Shruti Gatge is the co-founder and CEO of Zamentum, a company that is redefining MSP sales. Now, if you're like most MSPs, I know I was back in the day, and sometimes feel as though you need a little bit of help with your sales process, then today's episode will really be of interest to you. Shruti, welcome to Tubb Talk.
Thank you so much, Richard. This is a podcast I've been personally listening to for a while now, and so it's my pleasure to be here.
Oh, it's an absolute honor. And I've wanted to get you on the podcast for so long now. So thank you for taking time out of your busy day to chat with us. Now,
thank you.
We'll dive straight in. I've given an overview of what Zamentum is, but how would you describe Zamentum?
I think the simplest way to put it is that it's the revenue center of a technology partner business. And that could mean many things. And so we do a bunch of those things today and a bunch of things we want to do, but what we want to be known as is the revenue center for partners, right? Whether that is finding avenues to bring in revenue, actually bringing in that revenue, the steps required to do this, growing that revenue, prevention of leakage of that revenue. So really, it's the revenue platform. And the way we think of our product decisions or what we want to do next is, does it impact revenue? If not, we won't do it.
Yeah. I've gone on record as saying that I believe that Zamentum is one of the foundations, one of the building blocks for the future of the managed service industry, because I believe that MSPs should be putting revenue at the center of their business. It sounds so obvious, and yet so many MSPs get into the industry because they enjoy helping people, but see sales as almost like a barrier. I know you share some of that sort of view, but where did the idea for Zamentum come from?
Oh, maybe we can talk a bit about my background and that'll help some context. Please. So I myself was an investor in the SaaS space, doing seed, series A, series B kind of investments in SaaS companies before starting up and building Zamentum. And one of the things, or one of the challenges most of these companies faced, was how much ever they tried to market to the SMBs trying to go direct, their customers would go like, hey, I need my partner or my technology consultant to bring this to me, or I need this approved. Otherwise, I'm not going to accept your product in my business. And which at that time, frankly, it probably was very naive, like, why? But now it makes so much sense, right? You're buying like 10 and 20 products every month, and you need the one person you can trust with those buying decisions, management of those multiple products, ensuring like your employees are happy. And you don't view technology as this headache that you have to deal with. And you say, I will give it to an expert who will help align technology with the business needs. And so however modern a company might be, or however much they think they're independent and born in the cloud, they still needed to rely on partners to go to market. And so we realized that if any business has to be successful, any product has to be successful, it really means that the partners have to be successful in selling that product. And unfortunately, when we dived into the space, we realized that the whole revenue center for partners was almost missing. It was more of services-driven mindset. And if you think about the 10-year horizon of SaaS really growing and cloud penetrating, the whole proactive nature of business delivery needed to be solved for. And we said, hey, let's solve for partners. Let's empower them. Let's make their life easy, and everything else will fall in place. Like, we won't even have to do anything about it. Really helping partners ride the cloud wave by building tools, products for them, what they need to do to give service delivery proactively and help their SMBs have a competitive edge.
Yeah, it's interesting, isn't it? You know, I used to run a managed service provider business. I sold it just over 10 years ago. Back when I was running an MSP, life was, dare I say, a little bit more simple. So we had products. we sold the products to people. We, you know, we wrapped solutions on the top of it, and that was it. We fast forward to today, and as you say, you know, the world that we live in with software as a service and SaaS applications, there are dozens, if not sometimes hundreds, of different applications that MSPs need to manage, need to sell, need to track and maintain. So it is fascinating to see how the world has changed. I want to talk some more about that, but before I do, I want to address almost the elephant in the room, and that is, I've alluded to it, MSPs traditionally, they can struggle with their sales process. And I speak as a former MSP owner myself. Why do you think this is, Shruti? And how do you see Zamentum helping them with their sales process?
I mean, I wouldn't put it like that. I think they all do sales. They're just not aware of it, or they don't want to believe they're good at it.
Yeah.
I mean, at the end of the day, they're problem solvers, right? You find a problem, you give the right products and services to fix that problem. That's about it. It's not really sales, right? You're actually helping an SMB achieve their highest potential, supporting that with technology. They're all doing that. They just don't know. It's an evolving problem in the sense that SaaS and subscription and managed services are taking off, and they need to adapt their business practices to sort of cater to those needs. But outside of that, I think they're pretty fine. But the problem is, most of these products available have almost made sales like a villain. It's not, right? Like, you're just solving problems. And if you approached it with that mindset, and that's what we do too, we're like, hey, what do you follow as a process? Let's help you mimic your process on the product, right? Like, we're not going and saying, this is what you should do, slap a tool at you to say that this is the best practice, this is the holy grail of sales, go follow this process. We're saying, how do you solve problems? Let us help you mimic that process. So almost trying to remove that fear or unfounded fear associated with sales.
Yeah, I love that approach, because as you say, so many MSPs get into this industry because they enjoy helping people. And sales is not about trying to persuade somebody to buy something that they don't need. Sales is about providing them with the solutions that will help them. So I love that approach that you've taken on that. Now, yeah. Sorry, go ahead, Shruti.
No, I was saying, like, it's sales is also a very badly marketed term, right? Like, there's so much jargon associated with it. But I don't think, at least in today's day and age, you can get away by overselling or selling the wrong things. It is problem solving, and we have to all start to look at it like that.
Yeah, I totally agreed. I was going to say, a few months ago, when I first became aware of the Zamentum product, I sat down with your colleague, Ben Spector, here in the UK. And Ben, such a wonderful, you know, individual, former MSP himself. Now, I sat down with Ben and I said, okay, let's do a video demo of Zamentum, which anybody listening can find online on YouTube. And I made the mistake very early on of saying, so Zamentum, it's going to be very similar to QuoteWorks or Quozal, like ConnectWise Sell. But you've mentioned that Zamentum is a revenue platform. What's the difference between Zamentum and those traditional tools? Because, you know, the video demo I did with Ben really educated me on the difference.
Okay. So I'll take you back in time, right? And you were an MSP then, maybe 10, 20 years ago. All you needed to do was very reactively go and solution things, right? Like, they told you, I needed this. You go find something, add a markup, make that sale and move on. For which all you needed was quoting, really. But that's not the world we are in today, right? It's a process. You're going in, assessing what your client already has subjectively, or running some scans and tests to figure that out. You're almost proposing what could be a potential solution and letting them decide how much budget they want to make for it. And also aligning the roadmap with sort of saying, hey, these are your business goals. This is how I will align technology budgets to help you meet those goals. And giving them those products, deploying them, and then on a monthly basis, ensuring that there is success at the client side, that they're adopting what they're paying for. And you're sort of like now managing maybe thousands of licenses, right, in the process of doing this. So your process of this whole revenue management piece is probably a problem that didn't exist 15, 20 years ago, and you could get away with having just a quoting tool. for us, quoting is just a part of the process. We want to make it easy. And the way we think of quoting is also, how do you show your tech prowess to your end clients during the sales process? Because having to do this digitally and wow them with the tech products you are using yourself, it adds to their decision making, right? Like I talk about this a lot. We've had this case where there were two MSPs fighting for one client in the New York region, and one of them was selling on Zomentum. The other one sent them PDFs. And the client went like, hey, if you're using PDF for your own business, how do I trust you with taking care of cybersecurity for my business, right?
Yeah.
And so the story we know, because the MSP who lost the deal and was not on Zomentum came and signed up. So we're just thinking of it like, what does today's SMB client need? How can we help you position your tech services? So quoting is part of it, but quoting also, we think of it, it's not just products and markups, right? Of course, that's internal to your business, but how do you show that to your client that you are actually going to take care of them?
Yeah.
So it's just a module for me, like in all honesty.
Yeah. So Zomentum does quoting and proposals, but it is not just a quoting and proposal tool. And for anybody listening to this, longtime listeners of the show will know, I'm a huge fan of really supporting technologies that positively disrupt the industry, which is why I'm such a huge fan of Zomentum, because it really is cutting edge, modern age revenue platform for MSPs, as opposed to a traditional quoting tool. Now, I've also heard you describe Zomentum as an end-to-end platform. So let's talk practicalities for a moment. What type of tools or inefficient systems do you see Zomentum replacing for MSPs?
I'm going to flip that question and say, let's talk about an MSP sales process and how we align to that process, right? Like,
go for it.
That's, I think, the way we should look at this, because there may exist tools, there may not exist tools, but we need to solve an MSP's problem.
Yeah.
So think about it like they've found a lead or a potential lead from one of their existing clients for upsell or cross-sell, or a new lead that they've generated word of mouth, some events that they've gone to. The first thing they do is walk into this client premises and do an assessment, figure out what's in place, what's going good, and they don't need to touch it for the time being, and what they need to fix immediately. Right? We help them do that and also present it to the client in a way that makes sense to the client. You cannot throw a 500-page report to them. What are they going to do, or what are you going to do, right? So figure out the client problem. There's a product for that. There's a module for that. Once you've figured that product out, once you've figured the problem out, you have to find the products and services to solve that problem, for which you use the quoting tool, where you pull in products from multiple distributors, which we have native integrations with, so you can pull in products and at the price point that they're available to you with your login. Also, you can add from your own catalog that you perhaps have created, or something that we're working towards is bringing in front of the partners new age SaaS solutions that are helping them solve that problem, but also incorporating all the material from these vendors that they need to make that sale, right? Whether it's how you need to position that product, how you need to talk about the problem and the solution, helping vendors curate that content. So you can just simply drag and drop into that quote. You don't have to do the hard work. Somebody else is doing it for you. You send that out, negotiate digitally, in the sense that if you offered a discount, it is recorded. If you negotiated, did some haggling there, it is there for record. So if you're going back next quarter, you can say that, hey, I already did this for you, right? Versus it being on phone or email and scattered all over the place. Then you need to sign that contract. Once that contract is signed, you need to push all the details into your PSA so that you can start servicing them. You need to place orders for these products that you're selling to them. So that happens on Zomentum. And once that's done, all the client information is captured. There is the whole QBR or TBR piece where they can plan the technology roadmap and have all details in one place. Then there is the other piece of this company we acquired, Goulash. We call it Zomentum Connect now, which really helps partners prevent leakage of all this hard work that they've done to bring in that dollars of revenue and say that at all points, everything is in sync. What you're paying to the vendor, what you've signed a contract for, what you're invoicing every month to ensure your ship is sailing smoothly. So that's what Zomentum does.
So much good stuff to unpack there. And I'm going to come back to a few things that you mentioned. The one thing I will say at this point, or one observation, one of my first reactions to Zomentum when I first saw the product was, you know, as a former MSP owner myself, I can't tell you the number of times, Shruti, that I've gone out to a sales meeting and walked away where the client says, yeah, that sounds great, put it in a proposal. And then I have procrastinated and procrastinated and procrastinated about putting the quote or the proposal together. Because, and any MSP listening to this may empathize with that, because we're so busy, you know, MSPs are time poor. So anything that can make that step of actually getting the proposal out or the quote out to somebody, then making it easy for them to sign off on it and get the work in the bag, is just to be applauded. So I'd encourage, you know, if you're listening to this as an MSP and you're thinking, I've got quite a few quotes that I need to get out there, this is the tool that you need to look at, but for so many other reasons as well. Now, I want to pick up on something that you said. One soapbox topic for me really, Shruti, is upsales. So many MSPs are constantly pursuing new clients, and I can understand why they do that. But they leave, in my opinion, an awful lot of money on the table by not upselling solutions and services to existing clients. So, you know, one of your MSP partners, in fact, is a fellow Tetriber, Steve Dempsey. He tells me a story of how he had a $2,000 laptop sale and it turned into a $7,000 piece of business through Zomentum. So let's talk specifically about upselling. How do you help MSPs with their upselling process?
To your point of why they don't solve all problems of their existing clients, I don't know. I wish they did that more. What I fear for MSPs is that if they didn't do it, is this client a potential churn for you?
Yeah.
Because somebody else will come and solve that problem that client is facing. Think of it as problems at the client, right? And Steve's case is similar. They've just had to be made aware of the problem. They were ready to pay for it. Because today, people want to spend on technology. Nobody questions the ROI on technology spend. They know it'll add to their efficiency. So you just as an MSP have to make them aware of the problem. And I really wish, like, this is just so close to my heart. I wish we've worked with some MSPs on a closed beta project, and 10, 15 of them, we could find opportunities to make 5x the revenue that they are making just by targeting their existing clients, flat 5x. And some of them have managed to just go back and tell them, hey, this is a potential problem. I will send you a quote of products that could fix this problem. Are you interested? And they've closed that sale. Imagine 5xing your revenue overnight by just looking into your existing client base.
Yes, please. Yeah.
I don't want to pitch Zomentum, but at this point, like, we're working on features within the product to help nudge your clients without making it an in-your-face sale. But just saying that, hey, I'm giving you options. You're free to pick. I recommend that you buy this because it's good for you, but feel free to make a choice that you want to. And that's how Steve's made that money. Like, it's not even funny the amount of money that Steve's made, right?
An extra $5,000 on one deal, yeah.
It pays off for 10 years worth of Zomentum cost, so he's very happy. And the other thing is the solutions marketplace that we have for MSP saying, just use one product and talk to one client. Get comfortable and see that, hey, this was just so easy. You made money. Then you have 50 other clients you can just replicate that process with.
Yeah.
Right? So try newer products. We will strive and get the best of breed products in front of MSPs and help explain what end user use case it solves for. All you then have to do is put together a code because the marketing material from the vendor is available within Zomentum. So this is something we're really working towards. You should see it in a very solid form in the next quarter or so.
Yeah, I will look forward to seeing that. Very exciting to see the development that you're making with the products. Now, for anybody listening closely here, of course, we're talking about Zamentum. It's Shruti's baby. She's very passionate about it. But you will also be aware that we're talking about the sales process. We're talking about MSPs in general. So I hope, you know, for anybody listening to this and maybe scratching their heads a little bit and thinking, we could do that better. When we talked about upselling, and perhaps that's the wrong term, because as Shruti is talking about, you know, it's basically your clients have got problems that you can solve. Now, one of the reasons I brought that question up with Shruti is if you don't solve the problem for your clients, it opens a door for one of your competitors to come in and say, hey, we'll solve the problem for you. Now, I've spoken to so many MSPs where their clients, Shruti, have said, you know, their clients have phoned them and said, hey, we've just bought this product or solution in. And the MSP has said to them, oh, we can do that for you. And they said, oh, we didn't know you did that. So unless the client knows about it, you know, you're going to miss out on opportunities. So I think it's really powerful from that perspective. I want to talk about some of the other specific features of Zamentum as well. You mentioned earlier, for instance, how are you helping MSPs with assessments, pre-sales assessments, that type of thing?
Assessments is the first step of making your clients aware of where they stand, right? So if you put it in a immediate fixing, can be pushed by a month or two. It's working fine. Let's revisit this in a quarter or so, right? Just look at it from that point of view. You are making your clients aware of their problem. And there are many ways to make them aware. Some of the things we try and automate at our end, like there is a Microsoft Assessments that we've automated for partners where you just log in with your credentials. We'll do all the checking of the multiple rules that Microsoft has, and we'll flag to you if something's not right, so you can go and fix it. Or we've worked towards, and Ben has put in a lot of effort in this, and saying, what are the templates that can make life easy, right? And say, okay, this is the problem. I have a template. Let me fill that out quickly and present it to you. So we think of assessments as a screening for what problems you want to prioritize solving.
Right. That makes sense. And again, one of the benefits you've got of Ben being on the team is you've got the knowledge of a former MSP there to highlight those things. So yeah, some great automation. And I know you've got other things coming down the line there. To take that a step further, now the concept of virtual chief information officers or VCIOs, quarterly business reviews or QBRs. This has become a really popular way for MSPs to engage with their clients. How do you see that model change in the future of managed services?
Well, I think a quarter is a very long duration. And I think internally, we're also trying to rename it to TBR. I think Tech Tribe also popularized this.
Yeah, Technology Business Review, yes.
So do it when it's needed and at a frequency that you and your client agree on and not delayed by a quarter if it needs to be done every week. Maybe sometimes you're solving something very high risk like a cybersecurity issue and that requires you both to meet every week. Do it at that frequency. But do it. Like, please do it. MSPs listening to this because it's the easiest way to make money. And I don't mean make money in a bad connotation here. For you to not lose your clients, help them solve all of their problems versus part of their problems so that they don't go to somebody else. So if you view TBRs as that specific problem solving use case, everybody should be using it. Find all problems, fix all problems.
Yeah. And you've got some features within Zamentum that can almost help template and automate the TBR process there as well.
Yes. One of the things we don't talk about often, actually, and maybe we should, is how the entire platform workflows can be automated. And I understand MSPs hate doing anything manual, two extra clicks, and they get annoyed at us. So we strive a lot to solve that for them and say, if it's something that's mundane and repeatable, and all of that data exists on the platform, we can automate it. So set the templates, get the workflows set up, and turn on the automation. So it will do everything in the background. And you can create triggers such that the first two follow-ups are done by the system and you intervene only the third time or something like that. Right? Basis, whatever your workflow is, it's built on this framework of IFTTT. So anything, if something happens, do something else. That's literally anything you can define using that framework.
Yeah. And I hope it's clear to anybody listening to this in MSP, you know, when I mentioned earlier, you know, I made the mistake of saying, okay, Zamentum, a quoting platform. It is much more than that. So when Shruti refers to it as a revenue platform, you are starting to get the idea of all the different features that it offers. Now, I want to touch on something you mentioned earlier, very exciting news in my opinion, and that's you recently made the very smart acquisition of Goulash. Now, that's a Belgium-based SaaS billing platform. So you've rebranded or in the process of rebranding as Zamentum Connect. But tell me, how did that acquisition come about? What is Goulash? What is Zamentum Connect? What does it mean for MSPs?
Well, one thing is that we are taking a 10-15 year horizon and trying to align ourselves to that and also helping MSPs align to that and help them ride the wave, right? Now, one of the biggest problems with the SaaS, the managed revenue, the monthly billing, is that there are maybe thousands of endpoints that you need to sort of ensure are running smoothly, are being invoiced smoothly, are being paid for to the vendor smoothly every month. And by the sheer volume, there are bound to be mistakes, right? Like we are all human at the end of the day. So we thought that today it's 5,000 licenses, maybe in 2 years, it's going to be 10,000 licenses. And if 100,000 in no time, maybe MSPs won't even realize the day then they'll grow fast because SaaS inherently is growing. It's an increasing problem. It needs to be solved for. It ties in with our revenue platform concept, saying it has to do with revenue. You don't want the leaky bucket that I keep saying. You don't want to be paying to the vendor, not charging your client. That's just not okay. So, and Goulash was there. It's a stable product, has been there for a couple of years now, very, very happy existing customers. So it just felt like a very natural fit. We also really like Jeff and Steven, the team at Goulash who's joined us now. Really nice people and MSPs at heart. Jeff has his own MSP. So it helps us bring in another MSP into the team. Plus the knowledge and the passion to solve this problem. Jeff will continue to run that product inside of Zamentum and we amp up the resources and to go to MSPs and say, hey, don't leak your revenue.
It's so easily done though, isn't it? I mean, for people listening to this today, running the MSP, how many SaaS licenses have you got to bill for your clients? You know, and I'm not just talking about Microsoft licenses. I'm talking about, you know, all manner of other things that are in there as well. Plus, let's look to the future. All of the SaaS tools that your clients are going out and buying that your MSP doesn't have a hand in today, you know, productivity tools, line of business applications. So again, I don't want to keep banging the drum about this, but I truly believe this is the future of where the industry is going. You know, MSPs need to be at the center of that conversation. You know, SaaS tools, clients are going out and buying them left, right, and center. It's literally you put a credit card down and you get started, but MSPs need to be a part of that conversation as well. And so I think Zamentum Connect is going to be a very, very important piece of that puzzle. So pleased to see you make that acquisition there and I wish you all the best with it. We've got a video demo that we're just about to release that I did with Ben Spector of Zamentum around Zamentum Connect / Goulash as well. So please go and seek that out. I want to talk about some other tools as well. So obviously MSPs have got an existing tool stack. They've got their PSA platforms and other tools that are in that stack as well. What do you currently offer at Zamentum in terms of integration with other MSP tools?
The way we view an MSP tool stack is that there is a revenue stack and there is a services stack.
Yes.
And we know that both of these stacks will need to talk to each other. We are the revenue stack. The PSAs are the service stack. So we are integrated with all the major PSAs, have a two-way sync with all of them. We are in the process of launching Halo in the next couple of weeks or so. And the goal is to figure every PSA out there and make that integration possible, because we understand that you cannot be a standalone product. You need to ensure that their flows are running smoothly before and after you, for which PSA is a very integral integration.
Yeah, I actually think you're leading the market, Shruti, in a modern example to other vendors of the integration that you can offer between different tools. And when I sat down and looked at the Zamentum Connect product as well, you know, you've basically set that up so that any vendor who produces a license report as an Excel file or a CSV file, you can import that as well. So I love the idea that instead of having to build all these integrations, you've just found a way to automatically import what would be a manual process otherwise. So yeah, brilliant.
Yeah. This is almost the unspoken thing here is that with Connect, all vendors get like a one-click integration into all PSAs, because Connect is our product and we are integrated into all the PSAs. So it makes vendor lives easy a lot more. It's the way to bring a lot more vendors into the channel so that MSPs have access to the best of breed products, which can solve their clients' particular problems. You don't want to be stuck saying, I have just this one product, but it's out of your budget, so you go figure. No, I have four or five solutions that I can offer you. Let's figure what works best for you.
Yeah, absolutely. Now, in the time that we've got left, you're a very busy lady. And again, I appreciate you giving up the time to speak to me. But in the time we've got left today, I want to find out a little bit more about you, Shruti. So tell us a little bit about your background. What did you do before co-founding Zamentum, for instance?
I was the SaaS investor for 5 years. Like I said, thoroughly enjoyed it. Worked with so many founders, a bunch of them are unicorns today. A bunch of them have taken their company's IPO, and I claim to have worked with them and invested in their company. So that's the fun part. That's mostly what I did. But before that, I was an investment banker myself at Credit Suisse. So that's my career.
Yeah. But the MSP industry, what attracted you to working in the managed service provider industry?
Well, SMBs are the heart and soul of any economy. To ensure SMBs grow and they don't cyber attacks and their efficiency is maintained, a partner is heart and soul of any SMB organization in that case. So you empower them, you make them win. And so the economy wins. Like, it's the bigger picture we have to look at, right? Like, I think gone are those days when there are like 100 enterprises running the world. It's SMBs, really. That's the real passion here, right?
Yeah. I spoke to a member of my team, Claire Jenks, yesterday and asked her about Zamentum. I said, how would you describe what Zamentum does? And she says, they are helping the people who help people.
Yeah, so, yeah, really. It's an indirect way of helping, but I guess MSPs also get joy when their clients are successful.
Yes.
So we shared that joy with them.
Yeah. Now, you currently live in, if I'm not mistaken, San Francisco. Mm-hmm. We're doing the call today and you're in Bangalore in India, and you've lived all over the world. What are your favorite places to visit?
I think a couple of years back, I would have said like New York and Paris are my most favorite cities. And it was my dream to live in Paris. But I think as I'm aging, I've liked the calmness and so far, I think Switzerland's the place I'm stuck on. Just serene and calm helps me think and focus. So yeah, that's that.
I took my first trip to Switzerland last November. I was doing some speaking for our friends at Acronis. My first ever trip to Switzerland. I've got a couple of friends, English friends, who live there. Such a beautiful country. Yes. So I can absolutely see why you might want to spend time there. So I'm intrigued as well. Who influences you, Shruti? Do you have any mentors or coaches? What have you learned from them?
I think we learn something from everybody. And it's also sort of unfair, I think of everybody as this perfect figure and almost giving them demigod status. Everybody has a great personality, me included. But you pick up what's right from everyone and put those learnings together. So I learn from everybody. Like, I don't want to call somebody a mentor because then you put a tag to it.
Right.
But there are a lot of people who help me personally, professionally, to become a better person. And they know who they are.
What's the biggest lesson that you've learned over lockdown since the pandemic has hit?
It's been challenging being stuck at home. But the bright side, I think at least for us, or the silver lining, was we were helping people who were helping people go remote and adapt. So that's been the slight joy in all of this, that MSPs helped companies survive and tech enabled them. Like we saw that a lot of spike in selling VPNs, productivity software, collaboration software, happened all of 2020 and 2021, right? And these were MSPs who were making that happen. So that's nice.
Yeah, absolutely. We can't go through this podcast without giving a shout out to your Zamentum co-founder, Rahil. Where did you and Rahil first meet?
We've been friends for a while, but Rahil's background is very interesting too. He was a coder at Twitter in San Francisco, spent like a good 4 or 5 years there. Interestingly, at Twitter, he was in the ads team, Twitter ads team. So he used to work with partners who would run ads on Twitter, partners of a different kind, but still partners. After which he quit and joined Rubrik. It's a data backup company, one of the very few early engineers. And Rubrik is a 100% channel-driven company. And he was looking to start up, and I was like, hey, partners are very important for any SaaS company to be successful and for even SMBs to be successful on both sides. And so he immediately connected because he'd worked with partners himself. And so we set out on this journey.
Oh, wonderful. Well, I hope I get the opportunity to speak to Rahil at some point in the future as well. I think we would get on there. So as we come to the end of our time today, we've got to acknowledge the fact, as a company, you are growing so rapidly. And in February of 2021, for instance, you raised an additional $13 million for growth. What does the future for Zamentum look like?
To enable growth of MSPs. Really, the bottom line of it, like, whatever it takes, whether it's bringing the best of breed companies in front of these MSPs, which they can just take to their clients. And that's the very, like, the short-term endeavor here for us. So I'm talking about it, but really to ensure growth for MSPs, because we all win. They win, we win, right? Like, we cannot be successful in isolation. And I would like to believe that they cannot be successful without Zamentum.
Yeah. Oh, I love it. Well, Shruti, I cannot tell you how appreciative I am to for you, the CEO of a company, to take an hour out of your day to speak to me and speak to the listeners at TubTalk. Really, really appreciate it. I suspect you've made a lot of new fans today as well from the listeners to the show. If anybody wanted to reach out to you, continue the conversation, how can they find you online?
I would think LinkedIn is the best way to reach me. Yeah, LinkedIn, easy and fast.
No worries. Well, we will include the links to Shruti's LinkedIn and everything else we talked about, Zamentum Connect, all of the other bits and pieces that we talked about. We'll include those in the show notes of today's show. So go to tublog.co.uk to find more details on that. Shruti, it's been an absolute pleasure to have the time. You and I have known each other for a little while now, but I think this is the longest we've had time to actually sit down together and talk to one another.
Yeah, I wish we did this more often and in person.
Well, I hope to see you over in London or San Francisco at some point in the very near future. But Shruti, thanks for joining us today.
Thank you very much.
Hey folks, Richard here. Thanks for listening today. I know you've got a ton of options for who you listen to nowadays, so I really appreciate your support. Do you have any feedback on this episode? Ideas for future guests? Tweet me at Tublog using the hashtag TubTalk. I respond to every tweet and really appreciate your feedback.